Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna Smith with Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. And today I'm super excited because I get to talk with one of my amazing coworkers and one of our amazing troop leaders, Christine Ortman. So Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So to get us started, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself with the audience?
Well, as a girl, I was in Girl Scouts and I really had a great time and enjoyed it, and then grew up. And one day my daughter, who was in first grade, she came home with this flyer and was like, "I really want to do this." And being that she was a girl that always really knew what she wanted to do and more so didn't want to do, this was, you know, really great to see her so excited about something. And when I saw that it was for Girl Scouts, I was like, oh, I had a great time in Girl Scouts when I was your age. And so that was the start of our Girl Scout adventure together. And we've been doing that ever since. And now she's in 12th grade. So it's been a few years. It's been a great time.
Oh, and you were not a staff member at that time, correct?
No, correct. Correct.
So you joined truly as a volunteer to like, okay, we're going to make this experience happen for our girls.
Yes.
So when can you tell us when you joined as a staff member? And can you tell us a little bit about what your role is so that, you know, people listening who might not be familiar, they kind of understand what you do here at GSHOM?
Absolutely. I had been working my career in healthcare for, you know, a good number of years. And my role as a therapist is one that, you know, there's a lot of changeover in healthcare systems and who own them and how they configure, you know, where they need people to work. And so through my career, we had moved a lot. And with that, those relocations, we were fortunate to be able to make those work. But after the last relocation ended up bringing my husband and I back to Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where we both had gone to college, and we just really fell in love with the community again. And there was going to be another relocation. And we just really came to realize that Abby was of school age at that point, and we just loved the community. So instead of moving to another state again, we decided to, for me to change, to look at career options that could change, that made that possible for us to stay. And with my volunteer support experience through my career and with my love of Girl Scouts and understanding of being a troop leader, there was a position open that helped with what we called a membership specialist at the time. And it really primarily involves supporting our volunteers and supporting our troops. And so it's been a great fit.
And how long have you been a staff member now?
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to remember now. It's been a few years now.
Has it been like 10 years, 10, 12 years?
I want to say it's maybe close. It's just under 10, I want to say.
Okay. Wow. How fun. And I think it's so cool. You know, you bring a unique perspective, Christine, since you started as a volunteer, right? And now you support volunteers and you help to grow Girl Scouting in our communities. When you think about making the transition from being only a volunteer, you know, only as if that's not basically a part-time right. job too. When you think about transitioning from being a volunteer to then becoming a staff member, How do you view volunteers now, like from that different perspective, if that makes sense?
I think it really opened my eyes to how much goes on behind the scenes to prepare things and have that ready to support the volunteers. And so, you know, I really always try to look at things from both perspectives of that we have this program that would, or this, you know, something that we're going to offer that would really enhance the lives of the leaders or the girls. And from a volunteer perspective, there's a lot that is offered. And so sometimes, you know, volunteers might be like, oh, this is one more thing. I'm just not going to worry about that or pay attention to it. And so from the staff point, I can really bring forward of, I know that maybe you're handling cookie sales right now. Maybe you also are doing all of these meetings and you have Girl Scout holidays that you're working on, and to really show how that's going to help them enhance their experience and help make things easier, or, you know, just so that they don't miss out on those opportunities for their girls.
I love that. I think that's such a unique perspective, especially since, you know, not only were you a volunteer turned staff member, but you still volunteer, you know, you're still a troop leader. And I think that's so cool. So now my question is, what makes you jump out of bed every morning and come to work and then volunteer, you know, give back outside of work hours back to Girl Scouts? You know, what kind of drives you to stay involved with Girl Scouting being such a big part of your life?
Number one would be my daughter. And just to see firsthand the amazing things that Girl Scouts have been able to provide and made a difference in her life, growing her skills, growing her confidence, just the opportunities, even just of her and I together as mom and daughter that we've been able to experience, that I can confidently say we would have not tried otherwise. I mean, just, but as a volunteer and as a staff person, you then get to meet so many other girls and you get to see those same amazing experiences and that excitement in their eyes, or you get to see a girl who, when you first meet them, they're so painfully shy that they're like crying because they're too scared to share what their favorite color is. And then a few years later, you're seeing them presenting about something that they're passionate about in the community because they want to make a difference. And it's like the immense amount of just amazement that you get to experience seeing these girls have these opportunities and the difference that they can make. And it's still, it, when you really step back and you're like, oh my goodness, this was a fourth grader that just did a presentation to a city council about making a difference in their community. This is a fourth grader. And this is like, oh my goodness. Like, or this girl just like did this. Yeah. It's just mind boggling of just the things that they do. And just even just, you know, it can be skill building. It can be, you know, the badges that they earn and the experiences that they have. But I think just as importantly, I love seeing girls have that connection with each other and having their troop as their safe space, having their sisterhood with each other, that they support each other and how they come together. And these girls that weren't sure how to have that connection otherwise know they can come to this troop meeting with their sisters and just be their silly, goofy selves. And they're just all there for each other, no matter if they are Miss Athlete or Miss Popular or Miss Studious Girl or whatever their interest is. It doesn't mean that they, you know, they all have to be with the same interest, but this brings them cohesively together and they support each other. It's a pretty amazing thing to see.
If that's not a testimony for why someone should get involved in Girl Scouts, I don't know what is. I absolutely agree wholeheartedly with everything you said, and it's incredible to see the growth in girls. And so kind of jumping off of that, What are some of the ways that you have seen your daughter grow because of Girl Scouts?
Oh, wow. She is one that while she always has known what she liked and what she didn't, she was pretty shy for a long time. And having these opportunities that really allowed her to try new things and try things that she never thought she would try. I think one of my favorite memories is we had an event that she specifically wanted to go to, and her troop did not. The rest of our troop did, you know. So we went as mom and daughter, and it was about learning about owls. And in part of that, she learned how to use power tools. And she came away from that just so excited and empowered, because she went to learn about more about owls, and she just loved learning about the owls and their habitats and all these great, interesting things. But she came away from it like, oh my goodness, like, if I knew I was going to be using power tools when I was going to sign up for this, I never would have signed up. But then we did it. And I want to do this again. I want to learn how to do this. And I want to learn how to do that. And she was so empowered and excited to push herself to do more and to try new skills. And through that, she had this experience. And then our troop did a separate community service project. We were helping out with our local parks, had a remodel of a new playground. And our troop went to help out, and the director of our parks was there. And he was having our girls bring back out the picnic tables from storage. And he made just like this under his breath comment about, oh, all the mice are chewing these up. There's like so much damage. This, you know, and Abby, just who never would have just thought to reply ever before, just was like, well, I can help you with that. And he looked at her, this like, you know, this cadet age girl he's like, you can? She's like, oh yes. And she just very much, very confident of like, yes, well, you need to have a better ratio of owls living naturally in the local parks, and they will take care of the mice problem. And then that way you won't have to, you'll save you not just your picnic tables, but it'll save you on having to buy poison and things like that. And then it will help the ecosystem in the bigger picture, because then birds aren't eating those poison mice. And so she was just like describing this, and he just was dumbfounded of like, I want to meet with you more about this. And so she was like, okay, you know, and it just this organic conversation of, because of having this Girl Scout opportunity and what that really meant for her to then go on to have this, that became her Silver Award project, of just because she wanted to help with something she knew about, you know. And so it was
that's so cool. What a fun story. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, you just need to right size the environment, right? With the right animals.
Right.
Oh my gosh. How cool. Now, what is it like for you as a mom, Christine, you know, doing Girl Scouts alongside your daughter? Describe what that experience is like for you.
It's a two-part thing of, you know, you want to be there, and I'm there as her troop leader and as her mom. So being able to be there and have these opportunities that they pick out, that they want to do. And then we really push our girls in our troop to plan and pick out what they want to do. And, you know, along the way, there's a lot of what we might call safe fails, or the things that we can see as adults that might not quite work out, but you let them figure it out, and they figure it out along the way. And our group, I don't know how, there's a number of times that they're working on a project and we'll have a set time that they have to work on it, and it's just like mass chaos, and you're thinking, oh my word, like this is I don't know how this is gonna work out, but this is like mass chaos, and they're working away, and there's just stuff everywhere, and they're talking with each other, and they're hopping around the room doing different things and grabbing stuff, and then you just do the time reminders, like, okay, we have like 15 minutes, or you know, and every time they just blow us away, that somehow it just magically seems like it pulls together. And I think that as a mom, that's really helped me to see how much they can handle themselves and how much that, you know, they have such resources in them already. And that when they're ready for that help, or when, you know, on occasion you have to, you know, do a friendly reminder about something that they, you know, it might be a risk of harm. So you, okay, maybe we, you know, think about what else can we try, or, you know, so, but for the most part, you know, it's always impressive to me about just how much they can handle. And how much that grows their ability to handle more things as a girl that's going to be a young adult going off to college. I know that as a, you know, mom of a 12th grader now, I feel okay with, like, I feel good that she's going to be able to be okay on, you know, at a college campus away, not right there at home, you know? So I think that's, it's an amazing way to experience so many wonderful things together as a parent with your girl. I've worked a lot of hours, a lot of things that, you know, time gets away from you with life, and to have this time set aside that we've been able to share together, because this is our time. And that has meant a lot in our lives, that when we think back and talk about, like, just some great experiences, it's often those experiences that we're able to, you know, that we bring up and share together. So I think those are the biggest things that come to mind.
That's so wonderful. And it's so powerful to, you know, to know that Girl Scouting, you know, when you're a Girl Scout leader for your girl, that it can really have such an impact on your relationship and you as a parent. You know, I think that is so, it's one of my favorite things about our program that I think we don't talk about enough, is the positive impact that Girl Scouting has on parents. Now, what are some of the favorite memories, favorite experiences that you and Abby have shared together? And I know that's a big question.
Yeah, it is. There are troop trips. I think we've taken a number of troop trips to different states, to different cities. Some are big, some are small. We've gone camping, and I don't know how many countless number of times of things, and been able to. I'm sharing it, it's not our inside joke anymore, but we, for a long time, it was this joke, because it was, seemed like almost every time we stepped foot on camp property, it would start raining. And so we have this inside joke. She has this like fun patch on her vest that says rainy day fun. And so, because, you know, we're already at camp, we're going to have the best time no matter what. So I've been able to see, I haven't participated in Mackinac Island Governor's Honor Guard as an adult volunteer, but that's been a great experience, just to see her participating in that and the leadership that they build with the girls through that program. And then, you know, just, it's pretty nice to be able to go visit the island, to go visit her. So, you know, those are some great experiences. You get to go and share a milkshake on the patio together on her break, or just like go walking around, or I'm trying to think of just, you know, being able to just see her have these great experiences together, even with her friends, and just trying new things. I think that's a great thing to see.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge to see that in our girls. Now, okay, Mackinac Island Governor's Honor Guard. We've had a few episodes where we've talked to the directors about it. We've talked to some girls in both troops about it. But actually, now that I think about it, we haven't had a parent of a Mackinac Island girl on the podcast. So I would love to hear from your perspective, you know, can you explain what the program is and what impact it has had on your daughter?
Oh, yes. When she was really little, we had lived more up north. And so we would go to Mackinac Island pretty regularly when she was little, and she would see these older girls. And so she was just so impressed to see these older girl scouts on the island. And so I think that was a nice earlier impact that made an impression on her. But then as she got older, it was something that she just really wanted to try. And because it's a program that the girls apply to, and then they get in and they go, it's, you know, at first when they're getting started, it feels like a pretty rigorous training. You know, they're learning all kinds of new skills. They're learning to work together as a team cohesively for marching together, and learning about how to take care of flags from around the world and how to put them up and take them. They go through this, but they come out of it and have such a great time. And I think that is, I remember Abby just being really, really nervous about, like, she applied to it and got in. And then she was just like, oh no, I got in. What am I going to do? I don't know if I can do this. And so she was so nervous. And then there were some girls that had been already in the program for a handful of years that her and her friend that both had gotten in were able to meet with, and just to talk with them and share with them about, well, there's a reason why we keep coming back. It's a great time. We have a great experience together. And yes, we go and we do community service and we take care of the flags and we do these great things around the island, but we also have a lot of fun. And that was exactly what she experienced. And so going and seeing them in action of doing these things around the island and going to visit, and we, you know, you kind of want to see her in action. So, you know, we're standing off the side watching her just like talk with people she doesn't know, these tourists that are coming up to historical sites, and she's just standing there just very assured of herself and just being able to help provide information and directions and things like that. And then later to see her and these other girls come back from the island. And it was like watching her, like when she'd put on her uniform, it was like she was a superhero Girl Scout. And that's all I could, like the best way I could, like she'd stand there in their stance at the end. She's just very, oh, you know, just filled with pride to seeing them, just how much that they were like, they know that they've accomplished something. They know that they have been in a leadership role and that they are making a difference. And then she would be out in the community with me, and these little girls that were little, like young Girl Scouts, it would catch their breath. Like they were, oh, you see her? Oh my goodness. She's like, look at her. She's like a girl. She's an older Girl Scout. Look at her vest. And it's got all these things on it. And they were so excited about just seeing it. You could just, these girls, to see them not only help out that week on the island, but afterwards, it's not as well known, but they do additional community service and represent their troop and represent Girl Scouts for helping out with different organizations that might have a special get together that they can provide color guard services for or help out with. And so they do a lot throughout the year too.
That's so cool. I just think that Honor Guard is like the coolest program in the world. And, you know, I'm not from Michigan, so I didn't even know that this was a thing until I moved to Michigan several years ago. And now I'm like, this is so cool. Like, we need to shout this from the mountaintops, because what a unique leadership experience, you know, exclusive to Girl Scouts. And it's just like, it's just so cool. It's so cool to me. So kind of transitioning a little bit, Christine, what is something that you wish that people knew about Girl Scouts? You know, people just kind of in the general public, you know, in your role, you do a lot of recruiting and kind of spreading the word about Girl Scouts and sharing Girl Scouts with our communities. What is something that you're like, man, I wish people really knew this?
I really wish that they knew how much more that there is to offer to them as a family, our council has so many amazing things that a family can connect with outside of the troop. And that is something that I sometimes joke a little bit, because, you know, you're talking with people, but, you know, they're talking about signing their girl up, and primarily what they know is that they're looking to sign her up with a troop and have that troop experience. And so usually I will have our printed publications of our source guide and our camp summer camp guide. And so I like to like jokingly say, and wait, there's more, you know, and look at, if you look through it and show them, there's like a whole catalog of great experiences that they can pick what they like to do. If their troop might go to one or two of those things, they still have that whole catalog that they could go to themselves and just be able to even go to camp. As we have family camp, then a lot of families have no idea that this is their camp now too. And so that there's not just the opportunity for the troops and the girls to go throughout the summer, but we have the opportunity for mom and me and dad and me and family camp experiences. So there's a lot that they get out of becoming a Girl Scout.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my struggle always, is it's like, you have to really figure out, you know, what is it that you want for your girl? You know, what is it? Because we have that to offer you in Girl Scouts, you know, whether it's you're trying to build, you know, her self-confidence, you're trying to help her, you know, make better friends, you're trying to help her, you know, gain life skills that kids today are not gaining life skills in other places. You know, no matter what it is that you want for your girl, we have it for you and Girl Scouts. So, you know, my problem, Christine, is, you know, to others listening, we always joke about, well, don't show up and throw up, right? Don't get right there and tell them everything about Girl Scouts, because it can be overwhelming how much we have. But at the same token, it's like, that's the magic of it, because you get to create your own custom experience that works best for you and for your girl. And that's just like, that's magical to me. So I love what you said, Christine. So today we are talking specifically, as part of our 15 outcomes season, we're talking specifically about Connect Four, which is Girls Advance Diversity in a Multicultural World. So Christine, how have you seen this outcome, you know, kind of come to life in your Girl Scout experience, or what's a time that you've seen a girl exhibit it?
I would have to say it kind of starts with, we've been fortunate in our community that we have a pretty diverse community in Mount Pleasant, with having our the Central Michigan University. So we have people from all over coming to live in Mount Pleasant from there. We have
Fire Up Chips, right?
Yes, right. Fire Up Chips. And we have just a wonderful diversity of, I definitely have to mention our friends with our Saginaw Chippewa tribe, who are primary community members there, and that we are so thankful for all of the wonderful things that they share with us in our community. We So when we have a troop come together, we have girls from a lot of different ethnic backgrounds. And so our troop is made up of a lot of different backgrounds. And so seeing our troop come together, primarily the girls, focused on just, you know, having this as a safe space that they could just be themselves. And then as that happened, it was great to see them then feel comfortable with sharing wonderful things that they do as traditions in their family. And one of our favorite things that we get to benefit as troop leaders is that they have discovered that they love to cook food. So we get to deliver, we get to, you know, when we have our troop trips, they plan what they want to do. We have them plan their menu and they make the meals, they cook them. And so our girls, once they got to more middle school and high school age, they do like the badges, but they started to focus more on the experiences that they wanted to have. And then if there's a badge that went along with that, then they would work that in and, you know, or be inspired. They'd look through the badges and say, oh, maybe we could fit this in with our trip or try this out. And so the food badges always seem to work their way into that. And we've had trips that I think the cadet food badge is one that they try foods from a lot of different cultures. And so we had quite an amazing menu that trip. We had crepes, we had Italian food and Mexican food. We had Greek food. It's great because then they share, oh, this was my grandma's favorite recipe, or this is my, you know, I learned this, or I got this from someone, but we never made this. So this is going to be our first time trying it. And so, you know, we have learned a lot about things through food and just being able to have great conversation over that. But then that opened up conversation about other things, about other traditions that they have. And then as part of the Girl Scout traditions of the Girl Scout holiday of World Thinking Day, our girls love to just fully immerse themselves into really learning about the country that they want to be a host for. And they do a lot of research and they really take to heart what it means to be a Girl Scout in that country. And so it's great to see how much that they take that to heart and how much that they, there's sometimes that, you know, they've done some things to promote advocacy for, you know, some social concerns that are happening in those countries and how to, you know, that at their age, how they can help out with what they can with that. And just, so there's a bigger picture, I think, that has brought to light for them to be more aware of the diversity in our own community, but what that can mean to them in a bigger world. So.
And that's so important. You know, my next question was going to be, you know, why is that important? But I think that you really explained it so well in your answer, you know, that our world is so diverse, and to be a loving and kind and empathetic human being in this world, you know, that is one way that we change the world every day, right? And you know, growing in appreciation for cultures that are different from the ones that you're used to. And, you know, it's so important. And I love that it's such a core component of Girl Scouting. Is there anything else, Christine, that you would like to share with our audience before we wrap things up?
I guess, you know, I think throughout my experience as a troop leader and my experience as a staff and seeing this firsthand is that you can go into Girl Scouts as an adult and have, you know, no idea what to do for a badge or what to do for this experience. And there are so many resources and support through our council, through curriculum that's been developed by professionals. And it just makes it easy to seem like you're the pro if you're not, but I think that one of the things that I always like to come away from is that if a volunteer has, and I share this with my volunteers when they're coming on, that I want them to always remember why they are doing this. Why am I here? And it's overwhelmingly, it's because they're doing it for their girl. They're the girl in their life. They're doing it or girls in their community that they want to make a positive role model impact, you know, for. And so if there's ever a time that they feel like things are getting stressful or overwhelming or too much, they please reach out to us and troop support, or, you know, or whoever you have a connection with in council, because I know for my volunteers, I always tell them, I'm like, call me, please call me if you need to vent, please call me if you just need, you know, something, just if you are feeling overwhelmed, call me. We are here to support you. We know that you are our volunteers, and we so greatly, greatly appreciate all that you're doing as a volunteer to help make this possible for the girls. And I'm like, no, that probably the first thing I'm going to ask you is like, how about we take a deep breath together? And then we'll take a deep breath and let's see what we can do to figure out, because there's, I would say, almost always a way that we're able to pull resources together or knowledge and experience that we've come across or experienced ourselves that that can help them to make things easier. And not, you know, and so that they can continue to have that fun and the reason, you know, continue to maintain of why that they had done that in the first place. So,
I think that's such awesome advice. You know, stay close to your why you do this every day, because our volunteers, you know, you make the magic happen. Like, you are the boots on the ground, providing this programming for our girls, and you make the magic happen. And to Christine's point, we adore you and we are here to support you. I absolutely love everything that you said. And I really, really enjoyed our conversation today, Christine, and getting to know more of your personal Girl Scout story. And I think our audience is really going to enjoy it too. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see, and then be sure to leave us a rating and a review. This will help us to grow the podcast and reach more people. From there, we ask that you share this episode on your social media and go ahead and tag us at Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan, because you never know who might be looking for a story like this, a story of a mother and a daughter who get to experience this magical thing that we lovingly call Girl Scouts together, and the impact that it has on all of us. So give us a share, leave us a rating and a review, and help us to spread the word about Girl Scouting. Thanks again for tuning in today. I'm Brenna Smith, your host, and until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. Change the world.